all your rights to you, and do you understand them?
Yes, sir.
Good. Do you know that you have a right to a trial by jury on a charge of murder in the first degree against you? Punishment for murder in the first degree ranging from death by electrocution to any time over 20 years. The burden of proof is on the state of Tennessee to prove you guilty beyond a reasonable doubt to a moral certainty, and the decision of the jury must be unanimous, both as to guilt and punishment. In the event of a jury verdict against you, you will have the right to file a motion for a new trial addressed to the trial judge. In the event of an adverse ruling against you on your motion for a new trial, you will have the right to successive appeals to the Tennessee Court of Criminal Appeals and the Supreme Court of Tennessee, and to file a petition for review by the Supreme Court of the United States. Do you understand that you have all of these rights? Answer, yes, sir. The court, you're entering a plea of guilty. The murder in the first degree is charged in the indictment and are compromising and settling your case on an agreed punishment of 99 years in the state penitentiary. Is this what you want to do? Answer, yes, I do. The court, is this what you want to do? Answer, yes, sir. The court, do you understand that you are waiving which being gives a formal trial? Repeating. You understand that you are waiving, which means giving up a formal trial by your plea of guilty, although the laws of this state require the prosecution to present certain evidence to a jury in all cases on pleas of guilty for murder in the first degree. By your plea of guilty, you are also waiving your right to 1. Your motion for a new trial, 2. Successive appeals to the Supreme Court, to the Tennessee Court of Appeals, and the Supreme Court of Tennessee, and 3, petition to review by the Supreme Court of the United States. By your plea of guilty, you are also abandoning and waiving your objections and exceptions to all the motions and petitions in which the court has heretofore ruled against you in whole or in part, among them being 1, motion to withdraw plea and quash indictment, 2, motion to inspect the evidence, 3, motion to remove lights and cameras from the jail, 4, motion for private consultation with attorney, 5, petition to authorize defendant to take depositions, 6, motion to permit conference with hearing, 7, motion to permit photographs, 8, motion to designate court reporters, 9, motion to stipulate testimony, 10, suggestion of proper name. You are waiving or giving up all these rights. Has anything besides this sentence of 99 years in the penitentiary been promised to you to get you to plead guilty? Has anything else been promised to you by anyone? Answer, no, it has not. The court, has any pressure of any kind by anyone in any way been used on you to get you to plead guilty? Answer, no, no one in any way. The court, are you pleading guilty to murder in the first degree in this case because you killed Dr. Martin Luther King under such circumstances that it would make you legally guilty of murder in the first degree under the law as explained to you by your lawyers? Answer, yes, legally, yes. The court, is this plea of guilty to murder in the first degree with an agreed to punishment of 99 years in the state penitentiary freely, voluntarily, and understandingly made and entered by you? Answer, yes, sir. The court, is this plea of guilty on your part the free act of your free will made with your full knowledge and understanding of its meaning and consequences? Answer, yes, sir. The court, you may be seated. All right, are you ready for a jury? Mr. Foreman. Yes, Your Honor. The court. All right, sir. Call 12 names. Pick them one at a time out of the box and call their names.
Blank will rather complete the court. I'd like to have this. And Mr. Blank is read from quote from the Supreme Court, defending Martin Exhibit 4.
That's actually what took
mean, ask at this time or just hold on to it?
Well, whichever way the court wants to do it.
Well,
I might ask that matter this week and ask a few questions.
Well, what we'll do at cross-examination, we'll keep these books here available for you.
Are there any where they say file any kind of a pleading or answer agreeing to this petition.